Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So if you have a boss, do you ever call them names? And if you do, what do you call them? I'll tell you what I have been called by my team here. And I know when they hear this, they are really going to laugh. Ready? Here you go. You micromanager, you. Yep, I hear that from time to time. I get so excited. I get so involved. And I know I'm guilty of it. It's micromanaging. We're going to talk about how tough that is and how do you overcome that and what we need to do about it. It's a challenge, I think, for anybody in a leadership position. You want to be in control of the situation, but yet you want to give your people enough space that they can accomplish the goals that you have set for them, and they can do it in their own way so they feel empowered and rewarded. That's a challenge with micromanagement, and it's the topic of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by DistinctionNation.com. You can get a free 14-day audio program on how to create personal distinction and download free workbooks and ebooks. All you got to do is join the nation. Just check us out at DistinctionNation.com. Many of you have signed up. I appreciate it greatly. And you know that every week you also get my blog post as a part of that too. So thanks for signing up for the nation. Join us at DistinctionNation.com. Okay, so I did reveal, I've been called it before, and it's recently, really is this past week. I'm a micromanager. I have that problem. I found a great blog post on a site called Feeddo. It's called The Entrepreneur's Guide Feeddo, F-E-E-D-O-U-G-H. So it's Fee, F-E-E, and then Do, D-O-U-G-H. Anyway, Feeddo.com. And there is a whole thing here on micromanagement, and I really like this. This is by Ashish Pawa, and it was from March 24th of this year in a terrific blog post. And it says here, quote, "Micromanagement is a management style characterized by excessive control and attention to details to the works of subordinates or employees." Exactly right, right? I mean, we want to lead our organization. And in many cases, too, we know we're going to be held responsible for the results. So naturally, we sometimes can fall into the trap of trying to do our job and theirs, too. It says here it's a state where the manager closely observes and controls everything a subordinate or employee does in the organization. Now, notice what's being said there. It's not that you just observe. It's also that you try to control what the subordinate or employee does in the organization. It's a characteristic of a directive manager considered to have a negative connotation, yet it says here it's one of the most common management styles found in organizations all over the world. Absolutely true. So what are some of the signs of micromanagement? What are some of the things that if you're honest with yourself that you could say, yeah, maybe I'm guilty of that? Well, here's some of the signs that the article from Feeddo.com points out. If you focus more on details then rather than the end product or the end result, you might be guilty of micromanagement. I noticed there that I just became Jeff Foxworthy, and this is my, you might be a redneck kind of approach here. But if you push aside the qualification and the experience of others, you might be a micromanager. If you fail to delegate most of the work, it's a sign of micromanagement. If you get too involved in the work of subordinates or employees, if it's demotivating the team because of petty issues, and here's one you have to admit to yourself, if you find it kind of fun to correct others, you've got an addiction to micromanagement. So what happens when you micromanage? Well, you precipitate high turnover and low morale. And also codependent employees, they depend more on you than what they really should, which makes them less productive and less creative. Sometimes when you micromanage, it means they lose their trust in you. And how can they be satisfied with their job if they're being micromanaged all the time? In addition, a side problem of this, you know, an unintended consequence, is that employees who are overly micromanaged tend not to learn or respond to training because they know it's no use, you're going to do the job anyway. So there's many situations in the life of a manager where they need to really get involved in the details. But if you get to the point that your employees have to have your permission for everything, if you're constantly asking for updates on their work, even when the deadline isn't near, if you have a need to oversee everything they do, you're creating problems. So how do you avoid micromanagement? Well, there's many ways. I'll suggest a couple, and I'll suggest some from the blog site here as well. Part of what they say is the proper delegation of tasks is important. You know, we talk about this at the Ultimate Business Summit many times, about the things that you could get somebody else to do so that you can spend your time doing what only you can do. It's really important for us to know, regardless of whether we're an entrepreneur or involved with any size organization. So how well are you delegating the tasks that need to be completed for your business? If you focus on the end result rather than the minute details, it's a great step towards not micromanaging. Hey, believing in your team is important too. If you don't trust their qualifications and if you don't respect their experience, why are you paying them to work for you? You've got to believe in the experience and in the qualification of your team. Now, obviously, it's important to have a solid line of communication with your team, because if you can't communicate with them, many times that's where people end up thinking, well, I have the responsibility to do this, but I don't have the authority to take the steps necessary to get it done. So one of the things you might want to do is to get it in writing in terms of, this is what I expect you to do, and I will hold you responsible for this, and I'm going to stay out of your way and let you do your job. And then you can review that as a way to know when you need to jump in or when you need to take a big step back. Look, there's sometimes, the article points out, that micromanagement is really needed. Like if it's a short-term crisis or emergency. Sometimes micromanagement is needed in industries, it says here, like the military or mining or manufacturing plants, where close supervision not only means the well-being of the organization, but it also may mean the safety of the employees. Yet for the vast majority of us, micromanagement is not something that stimulates creativity, improves productivity, and enhances distinction. If we truly want to rise to the highest level of distinction, if we truly want to be iconic, then we have to get out of the way of our teams and let them do what they can do so that you and I can do what we do best. Well, that's all for today for Project Distinct. I hope you are having a fantastic day. And as always, thanks a million for those of you that subscribe to the podcast. It'd mean the world if you'd share this on social media. That's how we gain listeners, and that's really important. So thank you for sharing. And Scott McCain here saying that's all for today. Thank you for listening, most of all. I look forward to talking to you on our next Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.